Now, there's a verse that was left out right here in verse 38. And Pilate said, "What is truth?" And here our scripture text ends. Let's consider how we'll apply these words of God to our lives this morning. My gratitude, oh, it's not from here, friends. My gratitude is out of this world. And my hope is that by the end of the sermon, you will have that sense of God and gratitude and our faith being out of this world and be able to take that out into your lives and out into the world. We come to the end of this sermon series. It's been all about gratitude and generosity and where that comes from for us in our lives. And it is my hope on this Christ our King Sunday that you will literally be able to go, "Oh, I know where my gratitude comes from. My gratitude comes from the fact that there is a God in Jesus Christ who occupies my very being, who occupies space and place in my life that is out of this world, that is not from this world, friends." Because if you're trying to find thankfulness and gratitude that is anchored here, I promise you, it will ultimately fail you. If you believe that the circumstances of your life determine whether you should be grateful or not, that is a losing journey and battle. Because ultimately, the only way that all of this makes sense is if I declare at the end of the day that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is my Savior, that this reality in some ways is a bit of an illusion, friends, that this existence that you and I is actually interpreted by a whole lot of other voices to us than through our faith and through Jesus. There's a reason why the word media and mediate are related to one another, right? Did you ever catch on to that part right there? The media mediates reality to us, interprets reality for us, tells us what it all means, tells us what to focus on, and whether you come from the right or the left or somewhere in the middle, I promise you, just like myself, your reality is being mediated to you. And that has existed for all of human history. When Jesus and Pilate have this conversation here, what Pilate is doing is parroting the media that he has been told, that he has been literally breathing and swimming in. You and I are fish in a fishbowl, friends, and we don't know that we are in the water because the reality that's being mediated to you and I is one that is very much right here, and yet you and I know that right here actually exists in a much larger reality. God's reality, God's kingdom, God's existence. One that is quite different than the one that you and I interact with each and every moment through our mediated media to us. You and I live in a world that tells us that this side or that side is what changes reality. Does it? You and I are the kind of people who live in a world where Pilate asks the question, "So, are you a king?" And you notice what Jesus does around that question? He never really answers it, does he? He doesn't say, "Yes, yes indeed, Pilate, I am a king." Jesus, in fact, answers, "Well, if I was in the way that you are, my followers would rise up and fight." The implication here is that Jesus' followers and the kind of kingdom that he has is not one of this world, is not one that wins or loses based on violence, based on fighting, based on power. Instead, Jesus is from a reality and kingdom that does not use those things, that kind of media and mediation, to make its way in the world. In fact, Jesus is about to do something quite opposite of that, isn't he? Jesus, instead of rising up, is literally about to fall down. Instead of coming at humanity with power, Jesus is about to give his life away in sheer humility. He is going to give his life on behalf of humanity. That kind of reality is not the one you and I believe in most of the time in this world. It is not the one being mediated to us. We are told that we've got to put on all kinds of power, right? We've got to puff ourselves up. We got to get out there. Someone comes at us, I'm going to come at you, right? I'm going to bring it, and I'm going to pulverize you, right? Oh, yeah. See, Jesus can't answer this question, are you a king? Because to answer it isn't just a simple answer. The idea of what a king, what a Lord, what a Savior, what a God is in the minds of humanity versus who God really is are actually opposite things. Have you thought about that? See, it's not even a question of who is God. For us, we get into this question of what is God? And is God a God in the type of way that human beings have created God? Is Jesus a king in the way that human beings think of kings? And the absolute answer to that is no. So Jesus can't answer this question with a yes or no, because to say yes is to say, yeah, and all of those things that you put onto that word. And to say no is also not true, right? Because Jesus is king, but so much better than everything that human beings assign to that word. To which leads us to the end of this text, where Pilate says, what is truth? What is truth? What is real? What is reality? What is this existence? What is this life that you and I are living? The Gospel of John starts out with this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. The same Word, the same truth, the same reality was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him and through him, and nothing that exists exists without him. In him was life. In him was life. And that life was the light to all people. In him was life. And that life is the light to all people. What we discover in the text that we read today, what we discover in the good news of the gospel, is that you and I are living in a world that does not have the lights turned on, friends. Imagine all of us running around in a pitch black room, and certain voices yell out and go, I know the truth. I know what's happening here. The best thing for you and I to do is to run as hard as we can into this dark room and run so hard that you take other people out. Right? That's our existence, friends. That's the kingdoms of this world. The lights are out. We're all in the dark room, and some voices tell us to run as hard as we can, and the biggest people end up winning. Right? And if you can grab a hold of one of those large people and be like a chain behind them, then you're going to be okay. And that's my lead. That's my Lord. That's my King. That's my God. And Jesus says, hey, y'all, actually, let's turn the lights on. Look around. Stop. You're created in the image of God. 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 There's no enemies here. There's no one not loved by God in this room. There's no one in all of existence that I didn't create, God says. So what are you doing to one another? And when we stop, and really, the lights have been on the whole time, friends. We've just been running around like this. And we open our eyes. And we wake up to God's reality, God's existence, this conversion of the soul and the heart and the mind and our vision and our hearing and our senses. And we begin to look around and go, oh my goodness, I had no idea that the world actually exists in this way. That there are totally different kind of rules. In fact, in some ways, there are no rules because the rules that applied were the ones with all of us running around with our eyes closed. And when I wake up, I go, it's a whole different kind of kingdom that I am living in. What is truth? The truth is that our God is not who we thought God was. Not one who comes and wipes people out with power. Not one who looks at Pilate and says, let me tell you who's really in charge, Pilate. But one who lays down his life. And when we wake up to that reality, friends, what happens? I'm overwhelmed by the goodness of God. I'm overwhelmed by these creations that God has formed and made. That even in all of our flaws, oh my goodness, God made Craig like that? Wow! Exactly. God made Jim like that? Right? God decided to do that. That's so different. That's so unique. That's so special. And somehow you and I can go out into the mountains and do that with every object. You and I can do that with every vista. You and I are able to go out into creation and go, well, that rock looks different than that rock. And isn't that spectacular? That waterfall is different than that waterfall, and yet, oh my goodness, they're both waterfalls. And God is looking for you and I to look around God's good creatures called humans and do the same thing. And when we do, we all of a sudden have a transformation inside of us. Because now we realize, oh my goodness, it's a whole new world. It's out of this world. Let us pray.